Christians are faced with opposition more and more, and at every turn. Nowadays, we're confronted with questions and objections to our faith that previous generations never had to answer. But the biggest question we should ask ourselves is this: are we preparing ourselves and our children to encounter a society that asks these tough questions? And if not, what are we going to do about it? I'm Rich Rozzle, our host is Trace Embry, and we're equipping the next line of faith defenders today on Licensed to Parent. Well, Trace, it's great to be with you today.
Good to be with you, Rich.
As we strap on the armor and head out into battle.
Put on a radio face and head into battle.
Well, I first of all, I feel for you today. This is going to be something like you're being sent to the principal's office, I think, given that our guest today is the president of your former alma mater.
That's right.
Our guest in the studio with us today is Dr. Bob Myers. He is the president of Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa, Georgia. Dr. Myers has been a part of Christian higher education for almost 20 years now. And prior to being president of Toccoa Falls College, he served as the executive vice president for academic affairs at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. And additionally, like you, he held one other interesting role, and that is that he was involved in a 12-year stint as a police officer in Maryland.
That's right.
Is that becoming a new thing for this program? You have to have some law enforcement background?
I think to be a parent. You have to have some law enforcement background, a little bit of CIA agent, too.
Well, he has, maybe not CIA, but he's got some of this. I was just looking over his credentials.
Polygraph examiner?
Exactly. He worked as a patrol officer, but yeah, additionally, he's served some time, if you will, as a polygraph examiner, a hostage negotiator, and a violent crimes detective, all of which bumps him up several notches in terms of cool factor.
Yeah, and it also bumps him up several notches as far as the parent factor, because sometimes you need to be a hostage negotiator to be a good parent, and maybe even a violent crimes detective.
Exactly. Dr. Myers, by the way, also speaks to many groups about workplace violence and conducts strategic planning seminars, both nationally and internationally. And we didn't realize that when we booked him to be on the program, but I guess that's part of what he's doing here.
Dr. Myers, welcome to the Licensed to Parent broadcast.
It is so good to be with you. Thanks so much for the invitation today.
Now, can I call you Bob?
Or you can call me other things if you want, but Bob is just fine.
Well, Bob, I know you well enough to know that you're a guy who gets it. You understand that first, the church is about as morally messed up as the world is today. And secondly, that parents are going to have to be a lot more diligent and intentional about preparing their kids to engage our ever-changing culture with the truth, love, and logic of God and His Word. And one of the things we're going to have to do is to teach our kids how to defend the merits of the Christian faith in a world that's losing or has perhaps lost its biblical worldview and has replaced it with a postmodern worldview. So before we get into what Toccoa Falls College is going to be doing to help in this regard coming up at the end of this month, let's briefly break down a couple of terms so that people can understand exactly what we mean when we use the terms worldview and Christian apologetics. Let's start with worldview. What is a worldview for those who might not understand it?
Well, a worldview really is very simple. It's the lenses that we use to look at the world today. How we look at God, the nature of God, how we look at the nature of man, our beliefs about what is happening in the world.
And some of these can be prejudices or presuppositions, right? I mean, you know, they don't always have to be even reality sometimes.
No, they don't. I mean, a lot of folks have biases, and we all have biases. It's important to know what everyone's bias is.
Sure. Now, there are basically two conflicting worldviews vying for our society's allegiance, particularly our children. Now, there's many more. But fundamentally, too, maybe you can elaborate on that, but the traditional biblical worldview, which, you know, was predominant in America for the first couple hundred years of our existence, and what's known as a postmodern view, which has been kind of taking over since the 1960s. Can you describe both of these?
You know, postmodern worldview probably started around the 1960s, and here's some of the premises behind that. In a postmodern worldview, there are no universal truths. Mm-hmm. All truths are merely cultural. So there's no knowable truth, and the essence of human nature is really freedom and choice. And that can sort of be summed up in a word that we hear about a lot today. How many times do you hear young people and sometimes even some of the older folks, when they're confronted with something they don't like or they don't agree with, their response to you is one word. The word is whatever.
Right.
whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever sums up that postmodern worldview. Sure. Whatever you think is fine, sure. Whatever I think is fine, as long as it doesn't hurt me, right. Whatever.
Which is the weasel clause. The weasel clause, you know, I should be able to do whatever I want to do as long as it doesn't hurt someone. Mm-hmm. Well, that was brought into the equation, and just in case whatever you want to do might want to hurt me.
Right.
So it's a protective measure. Why is it so important for parents to understand the basic tenets and logical incongruence of postmodern thought?
Well, because their kids are getting influenced by it every day. And right. whether they realize it or not, a postmodern worldview, as many other worldviews, are all over the culture. For mm-hmm. example, I was in a Walmart the other day, and a little girl's wearing a shirt, a real pretty little shirt, pink shirt, and on it says these words, "Follow your heart."
Yeah, which is in most many popular songs today.
Sure. An old Elvis song, "I Can't Help Falling in Love with You." Yeah. Well, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Follow your heart is probably the worst advice we could give anybody right. because we have broken hearts. Right. We have hearts that need to be repaired by Christ. The T-shirt should say, "Follow God's heart," right?
Go.
But yet, we're seeing kids dressed up in "Follow Your Heart." The culture is saying, "Follow Your Heart." In other words, they're saying what we talked about in that postmodern world. It's your choice. Do whatever you want to do.
And we're buying into, the church is buying into a lot of this.
Absolutely.
And that's tragic. One of the things that I've noticed is that kids, when they're debating with their parents, they'll basically say, that's just your opinion. Moms and dads can give the most logical argument, have all the evidence, have a camera film the thing, and a junior will just say, that's your opinion. That's an outworking of postmodern thought. And if postmodernism is valid, then Junior's opinion is as good as yours, and you might as well let Junior do what he wants to do if you're going to buy into that as a parent. So we as parents have got to nip that in the bud, teach our kids the logical incongruence of postmodern thought, and of course, you know, impart into them through training and modeling the biblical worldview.
Absolutely. And some of it isn't real complicated. You look at times that we spend as kids in Sunday school. Do you remember singing the song, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know"?
Absolutely.
What's the next line? "For the Bible tells me so."
Sure.
That's how we develop a biblical Christian worldview.
Right.
The Bible tells us so. And Christ tells us, you know, in Matthew 28, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
Mm-hmm.
And follows up later in Matthew and says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves." In other words, Christ knows that there are other worldviews out there.
That's right.
Dr. Myers, for the sake of clarification, what is Christian apologetics? And why is it so important for parents and their children to be well-versed in this today?
Well, apologetics isn't apologizing for what we believe. Apologetics is being able to defend why we believe what we believe.
And this does require a little bit more intellectual skills.
It really does. Yeah. It takes some training mm-hmm. to really get to why you believe what you believe. You know, and sometimes as you are confronted with folks who have different worldviews, a friend of mine, Bill Jack from Worldview Academy, introduced me to some questions that you could ask people with different worldviews that will really stimulate the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, define terms. So if you're talking with somebody who has a postmodern view, have them define their terms. What do you mean by whatever?
You have to do that. I can tell you with the kids at Shepherd's Hill, you have to do that or you're going to be talking, you know, like this.
Absolutely.
Like hands going above one another. Yeah. You're going to be missing the whole point.
Absolutely. So what do you mean by?
Right.
You know? And another question to ask as you're talking with folks about different worldviews and trying to get to the point of being able to defend why you believe what you believe is this. How do you know what you're saying is true?
Right.
That's a very simple question, but it's a stop in your tracks
yeah.
question.
I think this stuff is almost too simple. I know something we do here with the kids at Shepherd's Hill again is we call it pushing the antithesis. Hmm. And what I'll do is I'll ask Junior, what's your worldview? You know, he'll say that they all say
right.
I should be able to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it.
Yes,
and, you know, as long as it doesn't hurt someone.
Right.
And that's when I have to ask him how do you define hurt? And mm-hmm. you know, and on and on. But we take the logical conclusion of what they believe, and I'll say, listen, there's 7 billion people on the planet. If every one of them wanted to do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it, as long as it didn't hurt someone, we can define that later. what's the logical outworking of that? And the kids are honest today. They'll tell you, well, chaos and destruction, mm-hmm. and death and violence and war. They'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, well, listen, here's my worldview. You know, and yet I don't talk about Jesus or anything at this point. I believe that I should love my neighbor as myself and do unto others as I should do unto, you know, have them do unto me. And what's the logical outworking of 7 billion people thinking that way? And they'll tell you, well, peace and harmony. I say, what world do you want to live in?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, which God do you want to serve? You, your neighbor, or the God that whose philosophy says love your neighbor as yourself?
Well, you're exactly right. And that, I think, is a critical point that you've hit on that we all need to think about. As we talk with folks who have differing worldviews from our biblical worldview, what is the logical outcome of your worldview? You know, what is the logical outcome of abortion?
Right.
What's the logical outcome?
Yeah.
So have those kinds of discussions.
Absolutely.
So how do you know what you're saying is true? I just love to see the look in people's eyes yeah. when I ask that question.
That's a good
question. You
know,
when they say, if it might be an atheist and they say, there is no God, how do you know that's true?
Yeah. Or I assume you've tapped the corners of the universe to find out, but that is absolutely true.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And of course, they haven't gotten usually out of their own county.
Yeah, if that. And then another question that I think is an interesting question as you discuss these topics with folks is, what if you're wrong?
Yeah.
What if your worldview that you have is wrong?
Good.
So if you say there is no hell and there is no God, and the Bible is just made up kinds of stories. What if you're wrong?
Yeah. Or could you be wrong?
Could you be?
Yeah. And with their own worldview, they could be.
They absolutely could be.
So you beat them over the head with their own philosophy.
And in a sense, we're doing what you pointed out already, Trace, and that is taking their views to the logical conclusion.
That's it. So tell us what's going on at Took Hull Falls College that's going to help in this regard. I know you got an event coming up at the end of the month. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We've partnered very closely with a group called Worldview Academy. And if you want to know more about them, you can just go to worldview.org, and you can learn all about them. They are, I believe, the premier institution in America today that's teaching Christian worldview and apologetics to high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some great groups that are teaching to college-age kids. Worldview focuses just on high school kids, 9th through 12th.
So just to be clear, this is not routine curriculum for college kids at Cole Falls College. This is something special. It's a 1 week deal for high school kids, right? Junior high?
High school. And you're exactly right. What Worldview does is every summer they take three teams and they travel across the country. So they have a team that takes the West Coast, a team that takes the East Coast, and a team that's in the central area.
Mm-hmm.
And students from all over the country come to these camps for 1 week and they get intensive training. And I mean intensive training on Christian worldview and apologetics. They are in the classroom 8 hours a day for 5 days a week. Now, in the evening, they have fun, they're goofing off, mm-hmm. but 8 hours a day in the classroom is a lot of time in the classroom learning about Christian worldview.
I'm looking forward to it because my daughter is supposed to be going.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. My son will be there so
is
they can
right?
meet.
Well, there you go. How old is your son?
My son is 16.
Oh, boy. We have to talk.
We might have to have another show on some other topic. But yeah, the Christian worldview faculty are phenomenal. They teach a ton of Christian apologetics. Why do we believe what we believe?
It's awesome.
And a variety of Christian worldviews. They also teach leadership. And it is a really neat camp. And we're hosting it at Tocoa Falls College. So they actually sleep in the dorms, eat in the cafeteria, play in our gym, have fun at the falls, do all that kind of stuff. And it is June 30th through July 5th. June 30th through July 5th. So if anyone wants to sign up, I just checked this morning. There are still a couple of spaces left, and they can just go to worldview.org.
Awesome. And what's the cost? Is that something?
I think it's $695, $695 for the week, which includes everything.
Okay.
But they probably better call and make sure I'm right.
Okay. Now, there are going to be those people listening to the broadcast that are going to balk at the cost. Explain to our listeners why this should be seen as an investment rather than an expense.
Well, you know, some of this I just sort of have to inwardly laugh about,
mm-hmm.
because we have the same kind of folks who balk at the cost of a Christian college education.
Or Shepherd's Hill.
Yeah. I mean, you know, pick. So what do you want to do? Do you want to pay as an investment to your child, or do you want to pay as you deal with issues that they're going to have the rest of their life because you didn't prepare them properly.
And especially in these changing times, I don't know of anything more important than something like this.
No, I don't either. This is the kind of thing that will last somebody for a lifetime.
Yeah, and listen, folks, I know the gospel's free. It should be free. But discipleship does come at a cost.
Yes, it does.
And again, if you're interested in that special Worldview Academy week-long camp for your high schooler, it's coming up June 30th through July 5th. And to find out more, simply go to worldview.org to register. This is Licensed to Parent with Trace Embry. I'm Rich Rozell, and our guest today is Dr. Bob Myers, the president of Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Rich Rozell, co-host of Licensed to Parent. The conversations and the teaching that you hear on this program come from the daily experiences gained at Shepherd's Hill Academy, the Christ-centered therapeutic boarding school founded by our host, Trace Embry, that serves troubled teenagers from all around the world. Teens come to Shepherd's Hill struggling with depression, oppositional defiance, ADD, ADHD, cutting, digital addictions, and any number of other behavioral disorders. Yet by God's grace and by using the scriptural principles that we discuss right here on Licensed to Parent, these students experience healing. Not only that, many are graduating medication-free. At Shepherd's Hill, we're cultivating the soil of our students' hearts so that the seed of God's Spirit can take root and bear fruit. And on Licensed to Parent, we're equipping you to be the parent your child needs. Please join us in this important outreach by visiting us today at LicensedToParent.org. Your tax-deductible contribution can rebuild the hearts and lives of teens and their parents in today's troubled culture. Don't wait. Go to LicensedToParent.org and click Donate at the top of the page.
This is Kevin Swanson from Generations with Vision, and I want to say that Shepherd's Hill Academy is a wonderful opportunity for the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the reconciliation of our young people with God, reformation of life, the ministry of the Spirit of God, and radically changing lives. And by the grace of God, this is what happens with Shepherd's Hill Academy. And we want to praise God for what these folks have been doing.
Shepherd's Hill Academy serves families with teenagers in crisis. If you have a situation you need help with, go to helpmytroubledteen.org and click on Inquire Now. That's helpmytroubledteen.org.
Preparing ourselves and our children to answer culture's questions and objections to the Christian faith. That's our topic today on Licensed to Parent with Trace Embry. Dr. Bob Myers, the president of Toccoa Falls College, is our guest today. TFC just up the street here from Shepherd's Hill Academy in the hills of northeast Georgia. And Dr. Myers, just before the break, we were talking about the Worldview Academy and the cost of this week-long camp that's coming up. I believe that cost, you said, was just under $700. Now, a lot of parents may not have that kind of money, so are there any scholarships available?
What I would suggest is that if you're interested in this at all, call Worldview Academy, and you can get their number by simply going to worldview.org, look for the registrar, and you'll find it very easily. Call them, let them know what kind of financial position that you are in, and occasionally I know that they have had scholarships available, and see if you might qualify, if they still have them, or just what would be available.
Yeah, Bob, in general, how do you respond to the parent who would claim that the Holy Spirit indwells their children? They go to church, and therefore they really have no real need to be trained in Christian apologetics, and they certainly don't feel the need to pay for it. In general, how would you respond to a parent like that?
Well, I think it's sort of interesting. You know, one of the highlights really of my job is I'm in churches all the time. So I'm either speaking in churches, I'm visiting churches, I'm seeing what churches are doing. Probably like all of us in this room, we've been in church since we were little kids. Saying all that, I can tell you right now, just going to church doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to get the training on Christian apologetics.
And why doesn't the church do it? Why can't they rely on the churches to equip our kids in the area of Christian apologetics?
Well, I'm just not sure that they're, I'm more than not sure, many churches aren't training in Christian apologetics. Mm-hmm. They are doing studies on a book. Mm-hmm. They are doing the latest book that's out and mm-hmm. talking about it in Sunday school. They're talking about Bible stories, but most people don't understand how to do Christian apologetics.
I don't think they're tooled up for it. I think a lot of pastors don't feel it's Bible enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking cultural stuff very often, and philosophy maybe, that maybe they feel isn't their lane, so to speak.
Yeah, this is really deep stuff. I mean, if you really are doing Christian apologetics, and I would bet you, if you go to most churches today and ask the five questions that usually people get asked all the time. We talk about this with the Worldview Academy folks. I mean, pretty much in people's lives, when they disagree with the Christian worldview, they're disagreeing on one of five areas. Either the Bible is too old, mm-hmm. or the Bible has too many errors, or the Bible has too many translations, or it has too many authors, or it's too exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Those five things.
Right.
Now, go to a church today, pick somebody at random, and say, let's talk about those five things.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to get, silence.
Exactly.
And so
deer in the headlights.
Yeah, we really need to be able to talk about why some of those issues are incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that the Bible's too old? What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, so we've got to have those kinds of discussions, and we're just not doing it, mm-hmm. I don't think, well, in most churches. I won't say all, but most churches.
Ideally, parents should be teaching this stuff, I would think. Would agree?
I would think, but I've got to go back and say, how many parents really know this stuff?
That's it. And so are there worldview training seminars for adults?
Well, there are some really good stuff. And I'm just pushing a little bit on Worldview Academy just because we've had such a good relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to their website, and you don't have to pay a cent for this, they have a whole reading list for your kids. So you can go pick a ton of books on the reading list to learn all sorts of Christian apologetics and worldview issues, and it won't cost you a cent other than to buy the book.
That's awesome.
And they have a ton of DVDs that are available that I've looked at them all, and I think they'd be really good for parents, although they are geared towards kids. I mean, they really make it easy to understand this stuff that we're talking about because it's not hard.
Right.
Dr. Myers, there are so many Christian colleges today that have really compromised Scripture as the final authority on truth. So what kind of advice would you offer to parents that are seeking higher education for their kids? What should they be looking for in a God-honoring college?
I always tell parents, if I were sending my child to a school, I would do these things. I would call the president of the school and say, I'd like to meet with you.
You're going to get some phone calls now.
Well, I get them anyway, okay? But here's the reason. If the president's too busy to meet with you, to talk with you about your child, why on earth would you want to send them there?
Mm.
If you haven't even sent your child there, and the school is thinking they may get your child, wouldn't you think they'd want to spend some time talking to you?
Mm.
So if they say, I'm too busy, I would say, forget the school. And I get it. People are going to say, hey, it's a big school. The president doesn't have time. Well, see what they say. See how they react. See what they do. Now, if you get the appointment, here's what I would ask. What do you believe about Scripture? And then just mm-hmm. listen.
Sure.
Let the president talk about what they believe about Scripture.
Well, taking the president out of the equation,
mm-hmm.
why would a place like TFC be a wise choice for their child? And could TFC be a good choice for a kid seeking any career, not just a career in ministry?
Oh, absolutely. Let me address that first. We have about 40 majors and 30 minors, so it's not that Toccoa Falls College is just about students who feel a call into ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They can do pre-med there. They can do music there. I mean, we've got some wonderful musicians who've graduated from TFC, including Aaron Schust. I think many people would recognize that name.
Mm-hmm.
We've got thriving programs, outdoor leadership. You know, if you like kayaking and rappelling and you want to work in the outdoors and work for the Forestry Service or do those kinds of things, we've got a ton of stuff that's out there. So in terms of getting an academic discipline at TFC, you can get a ton of things. Now, you can get a ton of things at a lot of schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what's different about TFC? Well, here's what's different about TFC. Since 1907, the motto at Toccoa Falls College has been developing godly character with intellect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about developing godly character. That means when you sit in class and you take English 101, you're not just going to learn about English 101. You're going to learn in that class also how you can take that discipline of English and develop godly character in your life through that. And you will get that in every course that you take at Toccoa Falls College, because we do believe in Scripture, that it's the inerrant authoritative word of God, that there are absolute truths, And that wisdom is important. It's not just knowledge, not just amassing facts, but understanding how to put into play, and that it's important to serve others.
Very good. You know, many Christian parents automatically assume that a conservative school like Liberty, TFC, or even Bob Jones is sin-free. Can you shed some light on that? I know when I went to school 20 years ago, there were people saying Bible college is a great place to lose your faith. Now, explain why that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but the realities of a Christian school, even a Christian, conservative Christian school.
Well, no school's sin-free, just like no one in this world is sin-free. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. You know, there's no such thing as a sin-free place on earth. It's only through Christ and the grace of Jesus Christ that any of us are able to claim our faith as Christians.
Right.
But what you will find at conservative evangelical Christian schools like TFC is that that is our focus. Our focus is on Christ and it is on God, as opposed to a school like Florida Atlantic University in South Florida that about a month or two ago had a professor who had all the students write the name of Jesus on a piece of paper, put on the floor and stomp on it.
I remember that.
Yeah, the Jesus stomping incident. Now, you're not going to ever see that at a school like Tocoa mm-hmm. Falls College.
Dr. Myers, we have just a couple of minutes left in the program. So can you, in summary, share with parents how to get equipped and how to equip their children to be able to answer these tough questions about the validity of their faith?
Well, I think one of the first things you've got to do is spend time with your kid. Mm-hmm. You know, how many parents do we have that don't take any time to ever talk to their children about this kind of stuff? And all we do is say, let's make sure we're on time at 9:30 to be in our pew at church. Mm-hmm. But once that service is over, the rest of the week, we never talk about these issues of the Bible and why we should believe it and the historical support that has been given to Bible through all these years, through the archaeological digs and all the stuff to show the validity of the Bible and of Scripture and why the postmodern view is wrong, why things like Star Wars are taking different worldviews. I mean, what is the Force? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't talk about a lot of that stuff. Yeah. So I think that one of the biggest things we can do is take time with your children and sit down with them and answer their questions.
I think parents don't feel they're adequate or equipped. They're going to bore their child. I can tell you this, that when you get into these issues and you start exercising apologetics with history, science, logic, archaeology, mm-hmm. and the rest, philosophy, these kids are on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
They're dying for the truth about reality.
Absolutely.
And if you're not equipped, parents, then get equipped. And if you can't get equipped, then get them in front of someone who is equipped. Maybe this event coming up at the end
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's okay as a parent to say, I don't know.
That's exactly right.
And to research it together with your child.
That'd be a great thing to do. Research it with your child. Turn the TV off. I can tell you that you'll be surprised how much at peace and how much fun it is sitting in a dimly lit living room just having a conversation mm-hmm. with your child. Mm-hmm. Turn those gadgets off just for a while.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm. Well, Trace and Dr. Myers, I hate to say it, but we are out of time for today. Dr. Myers, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
It has been a pleasure to be here. Thank you for all the work you guys are doing here at Shepherd's Hill, and we're thankful for you.
Our guest today is Dr. Bob Myers, the president of Tocoa Falls College in Tocoa Falls, Georgia. And this is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy in Martin, Georgia. If you've been helped and encouraged from what you've heard here, we certainly hope that you'll take time to visit our website, licensedtoparent.org, where you'll find our blog, archives of our past programs, and of course, links to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. You'll also find a donate button at the upper right portion of the page, which we hope you'll click in order to become one of our ministry partners. Your financial support is what makes it possible to continue working with teens here at Shepherd's Hill Academy and parents through the Licensed to Parent broadcast, and your gift in any amount will be a tremendous blessing. On behalf of Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rosl, inviting you to join us again next time for Licensed to Parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. We'll see you next time.